Okay, let's begin with just a short time of prayer together. Let's pray together. Father, we come before you. We ask that thou quieten our hearts, and Lord, that you take away all distraction, things that are in our mind, our hearts, that, Lord, does not help us to come to you with humility, with thankfulness, with gratitude, Lord. We pray, dear Lord, that you will just, through the Holy Spirit, quieten us and take it away, and fill in our hearts the joy, the hope, the love of our Lord Jesus Christ, and Lord, the blessing that you have bestowed upon our lives, and your providence, your goodness, your mercy and grace, Lord, that we may come and just worship you, and even later on praise you, and now be thankful for your precious word and for the truth that will set us free. And it will help us, Lord, to learn what it means to come before you with a pure heart and a good conscience. Lord, we pray that you will prepare our hearts to receive your word, and not only that, but also in our hearts to determine to obey your word. Lord. We know, Lord, that it can only be done through the working of the Holy Spirit and through our submission to you and the yielding to you. Lord, we just pray that your work be done. Pray for those on the way, grant them safety as they travel. And then for all of us that are here, Lord, just help us to be attentive to your word. Speak to your word through the word that is going to be presented. Commit this time to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. I hope all of you have got your note with you. Today the note is a little bit different. Initially, I only planned to have just the big piece one. One side is the verses, the other side is the lesson outline. But somehow, as I go through it more and more, I find that I need to provide you all more with some outline, because that outline itself is more of an introduction and the conclusion. But the body part, so I decided to just summarize it, and then that is what I'll be covering. And I hope through this Sunday Bible Hour on this matter of entertainment, we would be a little bit more lively, more participative. I really think that we should talk about this, because this is something that impacts us a lot in today's context, especially among the young people. Of course, some older ones are also very, very involved in this matter of entertainment. We're going to take a look and see what the Bible has to say. And whatever it is, I pray that we will just allow God to just speak to us and then work in our hearts concerning about this area. Because I believe all of us will have to come before the Lord to ask God for grace to deal with this matter of how we should be mindful of the entertainment. You'll find that there's two titles. Actually, the one that I took from was from Brother David Clough, discipleship program. The title there is Test of Entertainment, but basically it's the same within the topic of entertainment. The one that I gave out in a smaller note is, what does the Bible teach about entertainment? Of course, the Bible didn't say specifically, you know, thou shalt not do this, do that with regards to entertainment. But there are principles. There are other principles that ties in and help us to develop a concept of how we should look into entertainment. First of all, by way of introduction, I just want to give us a definition of what is entertainment. This is taken from this Wikipedia. It says entertainment is a form of activity that holds the attention and interest of an audience or gives pleasure and delight. It can be an idea or a task, but it's more likely to be one of the activities or events that have developed over thousands of years specifically for the purpose of keeping an audience's attention. There's another definition from another source. It says the experience of being entertained has come to be strongly, or sorry, right, this is a quote, talk about entertainment. The experience of being entertained has come to be strongly associated with amusement, so that one common understanding of the idea is fun and laughter. Then there's a psychologist that says that the function of media entertainment is the attainment of gratification. When we look at this idea of entertainment, it's not just, of course, in Singapore, worldwide, and especially in developed countries. Entertainment is so varied, so wide, and it can be a big business. You know, people can spend a lot just for entertainment, and there are a lot of industry, particularly like those media industry, that will come out a lot of games, movie, things like that to entertain the people. And when we look at this matter of entertainment, I want for us to look beyond just entertainment, because the basis of why we need to be very careful of this entertainment is purely this. This world is like what we have learned earlier on. It's not godly. It's an open rebellion. It's from the time of Cain all the way down. It is, man has perverted the things of God. Satan is the god of this world. Satan will try and do whatever it takes in every avenue, in whatever way that he can do, especially in this mental entertainment, to cause problem in the lives of God's people, in terms of fellowship, in terms of, you know, our mind, our heart and soul, that will be in tune to the things that are eternal, in tune to this matter of God working and speaking. Of course, it also does affect, because when we talk about entertainment, definitely there is the matter of time. You know, we will definitely spend time in it. And there's always the matter of control. There's a matter of temperance, how to, what is good, what is no good. And of course, wisdom also. And then, of course, God wants us to balance. So this is the world is becoming and have become obsessed with this matter of entertainment. Like I said earlier on, entertainment is a big business. We are embracing more and more the philosophy of entertainment. You know, when we look at entertainment, we see that it is not just restricted to your own personal leisure and what. Nationally, sometimes also, you know, recently we do have the 50th anniversary of the celebration of the MediaCorp. You know, so they have a really big, you know, they have hours of entertainment, singer and all those things. And then, so nationally, we do have a lot of celebration, and then and then we have entertainment. Individually, of course, we can go down to our personal leisure, watch a movie, watch TV, play video game, or, you know, whatever that we engage. So we find that this matter of entertainment is something that is very pervasive, all right? And even in churches, many churches resort to this matter of entertainment in order to attract people, all right? So that people can come to church and have a good time. They will have some, they feel it's fun to come to church. It's, they feel good about coming because it makes them laugh, make them happy and things like that. So I just want for us to have a good feel that as far as this matter of entertainment is a very serious thing, it can impact us very greatly, you know. It can rob us of the time, of the fellowship, and of this matter of being productive, not just as far as our secular responsibility, but also as a matter of our service to the Lord. I'm sure you have heard a lot of, I heard someone somewhere, football is more important than the wife. You know, the guy who gets so caught up with football that when the wife calls, you know, it doesn't matter what urgent, whatever, you know, what he's interested in, the score and the goal and all those kind of things. What I'm trying to say is that I would like to, as an introduction, for us to sink into this frame that we need to seriously consider. And When we talk about entertainment, we must understand the source of this entertainment. Most of the entertainment in the form of media and the industrial business is not of God. It's ungodly, and we need to be careful. Huh? So, but the other thing also we need to know is that God made us to enjoy all things. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, Paul tells Timothy, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who what giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Okay? And in spite of that, we also need to be mindful that there are sort of danger, there are sort of things that we need to look beyond the entertainment. There are the forces behind. That's why 1 Peter 5, 8 tells us, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. I don't know about you, but I don't know whether you have a sense of this fear that people are so addicted and obsessed with engagement. You see, sometimes when I go to work, you know, and I walk, and then I travel on. It's very irritating to find when you're in a crowded area and someone just down there, you know, looking, and then most of them, of course, will be watching video lah on the. It's not safe. Number one. Number two is, you know, you're just causing a lot of problem, you know, for those people blocking the way or whatever. And it's not something that is rare. It's getting more and more common, young and old. And of course, if you look into the content of what people are looking, we all, most of it, want to look for things that are fun, that are, you know, hilarious, and of course, beyond that, there are also other categories. You look at this matter of what we every day are engaging in this aspect of entertainment. All right, it's really something for us to think of how it can impact us. Okay, so with that introduction, I just want to go straight into this matter of, if you have this note, we're mostly referring to this, and part of Brother David Clark one will come in during the ending part. Okay. So we find that even activities that are not in themselves contrary to the Bible, something are also not profitable. Like I mentioned earlier, a football or golf or any kind of these, sometimes even watch documentaries or whatever, can be no problem with itself, but it may not be profitable, you know, if you watch it at a time where you're supposed to do something that the Lord wants you to do. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12, the Bible tells us, whether all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought unto the power of any. Okay, sometimes, you know, during World Cup season, Pastor Johnny always remind the people, okay, World Cup is there, but be careful. Next day, you got Sunday worship and service. Please don't watch until you forget to come. So that's one area we need to be careful. Okay, so we need to be mindful even in activities that are not contrary to the Bible. Because of all this, we need to learn how to test things by God's word. All right? And the importance of instructing ourselves in biblical principle. We need to not only teach young people, but also ourselves. And that, what do you call that? We need to ask God for wisdom and also for the matter of balance. It's important that we have a good grounding and understanding of what the Bible, so that, you know, God can use that to help us to deal with this issue of entertainment. If not, we will just go and struggle and allow ourselves to flow along, you know. But when we study the Word of God, when we understand what is behind, when we realize the importance and the impact of it, it will cause us to want to look at it, do something, pray about it, and ask God to come in and to help us to really be able to do what God wants us to do. And that, I believe, is God's will for us. All right, it will save us the heartache and headache of wasting time, wasting the opportunity, and we'll go through this. Okay, next we want to go and look at the potential danger of some secular. Before that, let me just ask, what do you think are the most common entertainment in Singapore? We just go on, you know. Some computer game. Okay, what else? Korean drama. Okay, you know, soap operas and all those. You know, I mean, just think about what everyday Singaporeans do, even ourselves. Music. Music is one aspect that many of us will tune in and just let it run, you know. In my office, we just let the radio run throughout the day. And then whatever that comes out, you just listen and listen and listen. It can be quite irritating sometimes, what the DJ says, you know, about certain things. What else? What are the common entertainment? I'm sure we have a lot of entertainment right in Singapore. Huh? Movies. Yeah, you know. In fact, I brought this to show some of us. I'm sure all the time you'll be bombarded, right? People come and give you flyer, cable TV, you know. Yeah, this is actually one of the big... but of course, nowadays, technology has allowed people to go beyond this, lah. You know. They can watch on the move already. What else? What are the common thing? Besides? Shopping. Yeah. Singaporeans love what? Shopping. And what else? Eating. We love that. You see, we have no lack of shopping center. No? Tampines alone got 4 shopping centers. Big one. But it's still not enough. And many parts of Singapore are still coming up with shopping center. But if you look at it, really, you know, in this matter of entertainment, it go be deeper than that, actually. Some of them who can afford may have, go for concert, they have this matter of games, you know. We play games to entertain, soccer or whatever game. And then reading, we have, some even go for performance, play. We have, of course, film, cinema, dance. There are a lot of people that will go take up classes or go dancing and things like that. Because very rarely now we have circles. Still we have the high-tech one, the one that come into the theater and then they perform, you know. And we'll spend money to go and watch. What about those singing, you know, concert, those pop star coming, hell concert and all those. I can tell you, you'll be surprised, you know, that some of these pop star, their appeal can be so tremendous. My sister is 40 over years old. She's crazy over one pop star. But she'll go travel from Tampines all the way to Yishun just to have a glance and want to squeeze in and take. I know it because I was there and she asked me to take picture. No. I was just meeting up with her. I stay in Yishun. In any case, I just want us to consider this matter of the different kind of, in national level, we have this parade, we have this firework and celebration. In fact, we have fair expo, you know, and of course, just now we mentioned shopping. So, whether we like it or not, we will have to deal with this matter of how are we making use of our time in this matter of entertainment, recreation. Some of us take holidays, but even though during our holiday, what we do, you know, we still engage in some of the shopping, eating, watching, or sightseeing, and things like that. Okay, so we really need to see some of this danger. And one of the danger is by accepting the secular entertainment, the first thing that we have to understand is that we can accept this secular world of entertainment as okay, you know. Most of the entertainment that we have and they promote, whether it be like concert or parade or anything, is humanistic, is materialistic, is very hedonistic also, some of them, you know, the dancing and all those. So as we engage in some of this entertainment and we are not mindful, we will eventually get soaked into thinking that we'll get used to it. We think there'll be, it's nothing wrong. Everybody, you know, it's so common, it's like a culture that we find that it is all right. That, of course, that is without looking into it and then examining it with the Word of God. We just allow it to just day in, day out, you know. I don't know how to impress upon all of us, but the young people in particular, they are very engaged in this matter of going to the media, the internet and all those, and all sort of things they will, you know, whether music, whether some hilarious video or some kind of political or some kind of philosophical and all those kind of things. And the more we allow ourselves to watch all this and entertain us in the name of entertainment, gradually we become we okay with it. We see that it is something that we got gotten so used to, we don't feel anything that is wrong, that what we see. You know. So we need to be mindful of the danger of accepting the secular entertainment. The other one is to be influenced by the philosophy and the value. You know, you watch some of these movies and all those things and that. Some of it, there are some kind of social, political, of course there are some moral that deal with some issue of morality and all those. And the philosophy that is propagated, the value that is being portrayed through the thing that we watch. And we need to be very careful because eventually we think that that is what it is in the real world. It is not, you know. If you look at the thing that is being presented to us, especially in the form of television, sitcom, movies, it will cause us to be influenced by its philosophy and its value. Okay? So these are things that we need to be very careful. I'm not talking about some of us who are mature enough to discern and then we watch and say, ah, no, this. I'm talking about some young people. Have you ever seen children, you know? They watch some movie and then they think that they can be the same. Spider-Man or whatever, Superman. And there are some that end up very tragic. You know, the boy think that they can fly and then just wear the cape and then just run and then try to fly, but something happened. Or they imitate some of the characters, some of the people. Or they you know, some of the people actually, their value comes from how they learn to deal with life. They learn from Hollywood. They learn from many of the things that they watch. Okay, so we need to be mindful. And sometimes some people have this idea, well, I'm so tired, you know, after a hard day, I just need to relax. So why don't I just entertain myself with a comedy or with some you know, sci-fi or whatever and all those kind of things. So we engage in that, and after a while, but you will find that at the end of it, for some of us, we actually regret watching it, because at the end, we are not really refreshed. We are not really like what we started out want to be. But in fact, we feel that it's such a, really a waste of time, really meaningless. You know, why? Have you ever asked yourself sometime after watching, why did I watch it in the first place? You know, so much time gone, and then I still haven't got time to catch up with whatever thing, and all those kind of things. So sometimes, you know, we need to realize that it doesn't really help us to relax. Maybe for a moment you laugh, but after that, things will come back. Then it can make us doubt our faith also. You know, recently there is this a lot of people coming up with Bible. I was searching a note for this entertainment, the definition, all that, to do some research. Then I come across that there's this secular people, producer, that produce a drama, 10 series one on the Bible. And then a lot of comment, a lot of things. Personally, I've not watched. But you see, they will portray the Bible, Jesus, long hair, and then a lot of other things. They'll pick and choose and then select and then inject some of all sort of philosophy. That is not according to the Bible. Then there's this matter of the Da Vinci Code. A lot of young people, a lot of people in their faith, they are not very strong. You need to be very careful. Because they say a lot of things that seems true. They make it like it's a truth, a fact. Historically or whatever it is, some discovery and some theory that promote. That is really, it can cause shipwreck in many of the people's life, especially the young believer. And then we have this matter of UFO, aliens, and all those kind of things. More and more, if people engage a lot in this kind of entertainment, look into all this, it can really have a great impact on our faith. And then there's this matter of it will corrupt our mind, especially the young people. In fact, young and old, whatever that goes into our eyes will corrupt our mind. That's something that sometimes we don't think that that will be the case. But subtly, and you cannot take it out of your mind. It is there. We can only pray by the grace of God that we stop at whatever point of time not to continue to allow things to keep corrupting our mind. There are, especially for older people, why we need to be mindful of all this, because we will affect our next generation. Because this is something that I speak with, what do you call that? Guilt, because there are times I myself are guilty of this. Of course, I pray that God will not allow me to continue that. It's something that the Lord has to work in. But I remember very clearly, many years ago when the Lord convicted me about this matter of watching, seeing things, we have this family, Christian family, we visited, we have prayer meeting at their house. And of course, he been pretty well to do at that time in the 90s. He has this entertainment system, this projector and speaker system and all that. And they watch a lot of movies that in that during that time, you know, we would consider it as not good for the Christian. But it came to our knowledge that because the father watched it, the children who were all very young also watched with it. You know, those kind of movie that is not good for the young children and especially for the faith. And it's not a good testimony, because you cannot tell your children what is not bad to watch and all, because we are guilty of it. So this is something that we need to be mindful that by allowing ourselves to just no check, just accepting whatever comes in the name of entertainment, it will corrupt our mind, and eventually if we allow our generation to join in, it will also corrupt the mind of the generation. And of course, by being that, we can get desensitized. Let's put it this way. What is the thing, especially in this matter of whether you talk about drama in the form of, you know, soap opera, movies in particular, what are the things that sells? What are the things that attract people to watch? All the immoral, all the ungodliness, ungodly thing, all right? Violence is one of the things. And it can get even very, very gory and very, very explicit and all those. And yet, you know, we allow that to slowly but gradually desensitize us. We no longer see violence, something that is like what the Bible tells us, abhor that which is evil, you know. And that we will also have that kind of attitude when we see something, that we will really run away from it, really have that kind of detest, have that kind of, you know, that it is so terrible that we need to do something about it. Why? Because sometimes when we allow the process of time and whatever that we're doing to take over, we get desensitized. Violence, we're so used to violence. I don't know about you, but if you go to the Middle East country, I'm sure maybe Hao Eng will, a lot of young children in the war-torn area and area where there are a lot of immorality and all those kind of things, the young children are gotten so used to it that they are also engaging in some of those. I remember one, this Karen, you know, the children, the war, smoking away, the brothers and sister one, they're holding a rifle and then, you know, like so heroic and all those kind of things. How did this child come to this state of being that violence, killing is not something that he's so used to it already, and he himself has killed many people? Because violence has been part of his life and accepted it as something that is nothing wrong, you know, and you just have to survive by doing. But in the more lighter tone, when we talk about entertainment in the form of video games especially, we can be so desensitized to violence that we laugh at it, we will, you know, like, as if there's nothing. Alright, so we need to take note of this potential danger. And because of that, we need to learn to avoid all this harmful entertainment. How? We need to first of all pray before we engage in any form of entertainment. Of course, later on we'll see that there will be a guideline for us to take note how we can, this matter of be very careful and be very mindful of what kind of entertainment that we engage. We need to pray and ask God to help us to watch and to... In Psalms 101, verse 3, the Bible tells us, and this is a good Bible principle for us with regards to what we see. The psalmist tells us, I will seek no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside, it shall not cleave to me. The first part of it is, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. Of course, there are other principles, abstain from all appearance of evil, in the First Thessalonians. It's something that I really have to ask God for that. Because, you know, sometimes we just allow it. We just watch and then we just thinking that, well, I'm not a factor. I know what I'm watching. I know why. I can differentiate. I can. We give a lot of rationale, but deep down in it is that there is that disobedience to work God. There is that heart that says that it is God will not be. It's not. You know. You know. We know that it's not right, but the flesh. You just allow the flesh. Yeah, of course. I, with all honesty, if you talk about wicked thing, these are all made by ungodly people for the express purpose of the gratification of the flesh, and it's just to incite, you know, the flesh and get the. There's nothing godly about it. Definitely, we're not to watch it. When you look at the Bible. There is no way we can stand before God and say, God, this is something pleasing to you, something honoring, something glorifying, something that will be good for our soul and our mind and our heart and all those. No, it's just wasting time, just allowing yourself to be bombarded with the lust of the flesh, and then just, I mean, in all honesty, yes, that is wicked before God. Oh, that's something that it varies from, I believe, different people. Mr. Bean is more of like, it's a different category. It's more of like, you watch something that, call it stupidity or what, or something. But they blaspheme. So that's a blasphemy, yeah. Yeah, I think. Anyone got anything to contribute? Yeah, there's.
Then there are a lot of those imaginary things. Like, a lot of along the line of transformer, it's not a real thing.
Lego, is it?
Minion.
Oh, Minion. Yeah, yeah, that's why I, as far as I'm concerned, I want for us to think for ourselves what we will be. Because we all go through differently, and the circumstances are all different. Like I said early on, the underlying thing is that this entertainment thing is of this world, is from this world. And we need to be very mindful and careful of what we engage in. And that we will endeavor to check ourselves and pray, like, of course, establish certain biblical principle to guide us. And then from then onward, ask the Lord to help us to be able to balance and to... there are some verses that I'll be quoting to remind us of this. Because since you are mentioning it, like for example in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 16... why don't we turn to Ephesians 5, verse 15 and 16? Because this is something that all of us must do, according to what Paul says here. There are two aspects here. It's this matter of to be very careful and be very diligent in the way we go through this world. It's not just about entertainment, but many others. And also with regards to the way we use our time. Okay? Paul tells us in verse 15, chapter... Ephesians chapter... I'm not sure I haven't turned it. Okay, chapter 5, verse 15 to 16. The Bible tells us, "See then that ye walk," or in this case, live your life, "circumspectly with the sense of to be very careful, to live accurately according to the word of God, and to have the diligence, exercise diligence, to live your life in according to the word of God, not as fool, but as wise." Verse 16, "redeeming the time because the days are evil." Okay? I would like to establish just simply this. To be made aware and known about the entertainment matter. Where it comes from, you know. And why we need to be very mindful of the kind of entertainment we engage in. How can we... of course, God doesn't want us to go through this life. There are many other entertainment. Would you mind let me? There are many other entertainment that is, I believe, is not contrary to the teaching of the Bible, like go fishing or go playing soccer or go having a time together to come for fellowship, or even this matter of media. There's nothing wrong with it. It's what you watch. We can always watch something like we watch a lot of Christian or a lot of things that. Will exalt some of the values, you know, hard work, diligence, and some of this inspiration, this is a motivational talk or some kind of. If you look at some, like for example, this Australian guy, Nick, don't know what, you know, what's without the hand and leg, and you hear some of his testimony, how he deal with his disability and how he. You know, it's something that will also remind us, you know, how as Christian, we need to have certain kind of attitude. And as long as it does spur us and bring us close, of course, that one will come in closer to God. And we know that as far as God is concerned, as far as the Bible is concerned, we can have a good conscience and a clear conscience based on the Bible and based on our walk with God, you know. But anyway, yes, David. I think that would depend on what news affair there. I think that is just for knowledge, to update you with the current happening and all those worldwide or local or whatever things that concern the world financially, economically, or, you know, even today, like weather, we learn about America has got this cold wave, and then in Australia, there's the heat wave, and then this matter of global warming and all those. I don't think there's anything contradictory to the Bible. But of course, if you just sit down there whole day, do nothing but watch and watch and watch, then there is a problem with self-control and the use of your time. All right, something that is good, but it must be done in moderation and deal with it in moderation, balance. But some that clearly contradict the Word of God, we know that it is not what we should be engaged in. And of course, the right thing to do is to totally avoid. There is another part that I would like to for us to consider is the Bible teach a lot about putting off, but there must also be the putting on. And that's why here I'm dealing a lot with the putting off. But I'm dealing with us honestly, you know, as open, as honest as we can to see this matter from the Bible. And then that we would be willing to subject ourselves under the judgment and examination of God through His Word. And then, through this, we take step to say, I will try to avoid some of them. There must be change. There must be some kind of putting off. Then we will have to look into how to put on some of those entertainment. Because the Bible clearly tells us, it is not God's will for us to rob us of the joy. Even our Lord Jesus Christ tells us that He came to give us life and life more abundantly. In the book of Philippians, there's the joy, there's a rejoicing, there's a lot of things they talk. And there are many things I believe we can still enjoy the creation of God, you know, the things that God gave us. But it would mean that we need to be very, very careful. We have to be very careful because before us is a lot of things coming to us that if we are not careful, we just got sucking, we just allow ourselves and we are weak. You know, we have this problem of the flesh still in us. But thank God we have the Holy Spirit. So we need, there is always that choice that we have to make. Like I mentioned even before when I talk about separation, you know, we have to make a choice. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. What is of this world, we need to be very clear, we need to know, we need to, in our mind, our hearts, and before the Lord, you know that it is always in response to the love for God and to do something that will honor the Lord, that will please the Lord. And then therefore, I see that this is a problem between me and my God. I will not do it. So it's just that. Okay? Is it okay if I continue? Because I think we need to... I want to finish it off so that I can start the... Okay, after saying the potential danger, and now we look into the avoiding of the harm. Pray, be careful what goes in your mind and your heart. All right, this is something that I would think that many of us are guilty of being careless. You know, because we just do not take it seriously enough to say that it is something that I need to put a lot of effort. I need to look at it with the attitude like God will look at it. I think it's something for us to go and consider that we do not. We must be careful what goes into our mind and our heart through the eyes, through the ears. Okay? Today we are bombarded all over. And if we are not careful, like what Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15, to walk circumspectly. All right? Of course, we also need to avoid violating the Bible or our conscience. Some of us, we willfully do that. You know, some of us, we struggle, but yet we fail. Some of us, thank God, that we choose not to violate the biblical teaching and our conscience still serves its original purpose, you know, the God-given purpose. I'm sure you heard about this matter of conscience, right? It's put in there by God to us to set off the alarm when there are certain things that... that is not pleasing to God or is not according to God. But that alarm can be turned off. And then sometimes it can be turned on and turned off, or it can be turned off permanently. But it's another different thing. But we need to be very mindful of this matter of that the Bible is very important. The Bible is our guide. And I can tell you the Bible has got is how far are we willing to go with the Bible in order to submit to the Lord. And then the other thing is, do not follow blindly. There are always a lot of people that will give, even Christian, that will give this justification. Is there anything wrong? Everybody is doing it. Even Christians are doing it. I shared with you one time when I had this trial, you know, drinking. Someone told me, why the other Christian can do, he's also a Christian, he can drink, why you cannot drink? You know, it's very easy to say, is it? Well, you know, okay lah, maybe since he can do, so no problem. You know, but we basically is we don't just do it without questioning it, without asking, going back to the Bible and to God and to be absolutely sure that that is what is all right. I'm clear with the Bible and clear with God. And therefore, I know what I'm doing as far as God is concerned, as far as all this is concerned, the Bible. Okay? And this is another very classic one. We call it rationalization. You have to watch the rest. This one, you know, some of them, many years back, we have this issue about going to the movies. And then there are one side of the argument, I say, well, I will be selective. I only choose those movies that is wholesome and all this to the theater. But the problem is, you can't stop them from showing the trailer. You know, different thing, and then you will flash. They said, never mind, I'll filter it. When it comes to that, I'll just close my eyes and I don't watch. Those kind of things. There are some who go by this kind of argument or you know, rationalization. But at the end of it, you'll find that bit by bit, the one, because you cannot help it. You still hear it, or sometimes you're not quick enough to filter it. You watch it. Anyway, it makes no sense. So, like, you know, in the long run, you are just going to be bit here and there, and neither here, neither there. It's best just make a choice. So there's this method. I will filter out the bad parts. The other one is, Christian media sometimes gets boring. You know, it's very bored to watch some of these. This is something that we need to look into the value, look into. Again, it's a matter of the relationship with. If our heart is right with God, the things of God will be something that we will embrace and will say, God, if it's honoring you, it is something that will benefit me spiritually, then I will learn, because it's either the flesh or the spirit. Alright, if we look at that point of view, I think we're looking more on the flesh, you know, because the flesh wants something exciting, something, you know, that will thrill us and entertain us for that matter. Okay, so there is that matter of rationalization. Okay, with that, let's go to the putting on. The putting on will be to enjoy healthy activities and entertainment. Now I want to throw it back to you. What do you think are the activities and entertainment that are good and wholesome and healthy and that is, as far as the Bible, as far as God is concerned, it's okay with him? Anyone? Example, just example. Even, okay. Some people will, but you know, some people will say that takes time and takes effort and get people to come together. That would not be something that is everyday thing, you know. But I'm talking about everyday thing. What do you think some of the entertainment that we can help us to relax, to be able to, you know, like meditate and think about our life and the Bible and God and deal with the issue of our life, how we can pray, cause us to be in a state where we pray, in a state where we look to God, and then, you know, or something that we can thank God. Thank you, Lord, for this entertainment that helps me to enjoy, to relax, and all those kind of things. But what are some of the entertainment? Family? Monopoly. But let's ask ourselves, is there anything wrong with playing Monopoly in itself? Its strategy is actually wisdom, you know, how you plan, and there's some financial kind of aptitude in it. I don't think there is any. Of course, the one playing, the parent, I think, should so-called inculcate. Okay? Don't be greedy, don't be this, don't be what. But it's, you know, I believe it can be two sides of. For example, for some reason, we have to sit down to watch something, a documentary. And we, by the child itself, maybe he will not be able to see the. But if we can sit down and use that as a teaching opportunity, why this is not, why that, why it should be this. In fact, there are times when my children were very young, when we see certain things happening in the shopping center, in wherever we go, or in supermarket, and we say, you know, this boy, what did the boy do? The boy this, that, and all those. Do you think it's good? Do you think it's right? It's not. And it can be turned into a teaching opportunity. All right? I'm saying that it is not necessarily, I believe, that some of the things that you do, that it cannot totally, you know, cannot be engaged. But if we are there, and it can be used as a learning tool, to, it's just like in the Bible also, the Bible tells us the history, the thing about the Israelites, what they do, what terrible thing they do, what is the purpose, so that we can learn the lesson. If we are being taught about that, don't do what the Israelites are doing and why they are having this problem and the reason behind it, we learn something, you know. And I'm sure even in our daily life, or not talk about it, but in the informal entertainment, we can always, for example, I'm just thinking of this. Your child is looking at something and watching something, you know, it feels so entertaining. You can just go in there and take a look and say, oh, what is this? Oh, you're watching about this and this. But you know something about this? Do you think this and that and all those kind of things? Or you can just go there and stop off the thing now. I don't want you to watch this. This is no good for you. Just like that. I'm your parent. I say no, I don't allow you to watch this. You stop. That's it. I don't know. How would the what is achieved? But if we can use that and teach and help the child to learn right and wrong and develop certain biblical guideline or value, I think that would be something that would be more encouraged. I think the whole idea is to help our children to think, to have something for them to think and then to decide. Of course, if they want to embrace it, that would be the best. So I think this matter of, like what Brother Joshua said, playing game, playing whatever, is how you do it and guide your children. But what are the entertainment? I think definitely we have, but it's the way we go about to make use of that opportunity to work for God and for us as a parent. And not. Of course, then there will be another issue. I will assume that if a child, when the parent give an instruction to say no, stop that and all those, and still openly rebel and still go back, perhaps it exposes another problem between the child and the parent, which we need to look into. But I believe under a normal relationship where parent is involved in the child, and when the child learn obedient, and when you step in, the child obey, and then follow up with explanation and teaching and why, and help the child to think, talk to the child, and that the child will be convinced, you know, would understand as the level, and at the same time submitting to the authority of the parent without any problem. My fear is this. It's many times we have this issue of children obeying, but deep in their heart rebelling, and not accepting what was asked to do, because they have not been given the opportunity to explain, to help them to think and decide and choose. And that is the thing that why so many children from Christian family, by the time they reach teenage, they just walk out of their faith and walk out of the family or for that matter. You just couldn't understand. The parents are devout, faithful, serving, pious people, godly people, but the children is the opposite. So I would assume that there is underlying some problem along the way. But of course, people who got it right and do it according to, you see, the children and the parent relationship and the way the children are going, it's a very, really something honoring and something very, you really praise God for family like that. Yeah, I know.
The lecturer actually mentioned he would allow his child's son to go on a pornography material. He won't stop him.
In the name of, yeah.
I think,
but that one is, I believe, is the basis is wrong already.
I think one of the things, very much as parents, God has given us the prerogative and authority to. Even as pastor, Ezekiel 44:23, pastor, I'm supposed to teach for the people not only to know the holy and strange, but to discern. So there's two levels. One, to tell them this is right, and this is wrong. And also to then teach them to discern. Because many times, our sinful inclination would actually incline towards our own rationalization towards that particular end. So we need to be very careful because I think, as much as we say that our children rates of that because of how much allow our children. It's important to establish between the Bible says in Proverbs 26 that by wisdom a house is built, there's obedience. And then by understanding is established, and then by knowledge the house is then built. Okay.
I just want to bring us back again. Now we're talking about entertainment and how this subject of entertainment, we need to look at it big and wide, and then honestly confront ourselves and deal with it. Let me continue quickly. Enjoy healthy. I want to ask you all about healthy activities and entertainment, you know, but it seems like so rare like that. I don't know whether you consider running, you consider jogging, you consider go take a walk in the park, enjoy the flower, smell the air and all those, or husband and wife, or children, family, go for a nice stroll, and or even this matter of neighborhood, you know, just take a walk after nice dinner, just walk around, spend some time together, go to the supermarket, you know, talk about things, play, you know, whatever. Think about some of these healthy kind of activities and then spend more time on those healthy activities and enjoy those, and the putting on those that will, that you need to put off, so that you were able to enjoy that which God has meant for us. Huh? I think there are many healthy activities, but it's for us to go and creatively go and think about it, and then make an effort to go and get involved and do something about it. Play chess lah, or like games, or even as a family, you know, you can have some fun together. Think about it lah. But the whole idea here is to put off. Exercise self-control for those of us who are very into this sports, you know, football, whatever, and all those. It's nothing wrong, but need to exercise self-control. Redeeming the time is the next one, as mentioned earlier, Ephesians 5:15-16. Of course, in all that we go through, we need to pray for wisdom and for balance. Huh? That totally like cut off and all those kind of thing, you know, to the extreme. And then totally abstain from anything, you know, and just, I don't think that is also something that is a good testimony. Like. And perhaps you can even stumble, you know, that we become like lunatic or cultic or whatever it is. So we need to ask God for balance. We live in this world, we definitely have to walk, like Paul said, circumspectly and balance ourselves. Okay? And then the matter of establish biblical principle to guide you, which is what I want to go through with you. I hope you will take this piece of note back, and then it says, the following are some biblical principles for testing entertainment in the life, Christian life and family. There are two things that we need to ask. One is, if Christ himself will be here, and if I'm doing what I'm doing in the name of entertainment, do you think Christ will do it also? That's a good guide also. Okay? And here, Brother David Clough gives some of these. But of course, it doesn't mean that every entertainment you go, you must subject yourself to all these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the guidelines. I believe something that you have to use this to help you, to prevent you from going into the kind of entertainment that is contrary to what the biblical principle. First, we have, can you do it to the glory of God? 1 Corinthians 10:31. All right? It says here, whatsoever ye eat or drink, okay, let me see. Eat or drink, whatsoever you do, do it to the glory of God. Okay? And then, is it of the world? We've been through this before. 1 John 2:15-16. If it appeal to the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and proud of life, it is not of God. It's definitely of the world. Okay? And it causes us to indulge in this. Does it involve making, looking at wicked thing? We just read just now, Psalms 101:3. Does it further the gospel and the work of Christ? 1 Corinthians 10:28-32. It says, but if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake that shew it, and for conscience sake, for the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. 32-33, give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God, even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. All right? If I do something in the name of entertainment and it stumble and it hinder the work of God, I think, like for example, I mentioned earlier, watch workout until next morning, we miss church and things like that. All right? And other thing. Does it cause other to stumble? Romans 14:13-16, and also verse 21 is there. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. I think this one applied very much to parents and children, like I mentioned earlier. Because what we watch, we stumble our children. Because next time when we tell our children cannot watch, the children will say, why you can watch, I cannot watch, and things like that. Why you can do it, I cannot do it, you know. So here, the stumbling block. Now, I know, and persuaded by the Lord Jesus, that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, nor walkest thou not charitably, destroy not him with thy meat, for whom Christ died. Let not then your good be evil spoken of. In verse 21, it is good neither to eat flesh nor to drink wine or anything whereby thy brother stumble or is offended or is made weak. Okay?
And then, I like the context of verse 14. Is something meat and days that Paul was addressing. So we actually have to be clear because there's nothing unclean of itself. So my demonic computer things. So we need to be clear. Paul is specifically referring to things neutral. That obviously there is no, but when you talk about television, you can be used for good or evil. So we need to think in itself.
I think there is yeah. That's why there is the matter of if, for example, if I watch football and I don't go to church, I'll stumble the younger Christian. But football in itself is nothing. But because I lack the self-control, I stumble someone. So we need to be very careful, even in the neutral thing that we do. If we don't have self-control and moderate it and become slave to it or controlled by it or be a bonded, then it can stumble even the. Of course, the other extreme is totally not what it's supposed to do, and you still do it, you will definitely stumble. All right? Okay. Okay, does it, is it idolatrous? All right. Can I request that you guys go back and just really ask yourself all this? And whatever we have gone through this morning, that you pray personally, and then may God help you to develop some direction and conviction, and that at the end of it, something is changed in your life that will honor the Lord in this aspect, okay? I just want to go through quickly. Does it involve fornication? 1 Corinthians 6:18. Is it of the devil? Does it promote the philosophy of the ungodly? Does it involve anything that is opposed to the true knowledge of God? Like I mentioned earlier, no? The Da Vinci Code, the alien, and all those kind of things. Can you do these activities by faith without doubting? Is this activity a wise use of my time? You know, just now we mentioned. Does these activities have the potential to enslave me? That's video game, computer game. Some people, even Christian, get so addicted to it. And it caused a lot of problem in their life, not only between them and God, but as in their relationship with the people around them. I'm sure we do have testimony about children of a Christian family who are so addicted to computer game that they have a lot of conflicts within the family. Okay, I trust that this morning, the Bible Hour on this subject of entertainment will cause us, I would want to encourage all of us to go and think about this subject in relation to our own life and what the Lord will want us to deal with it. And then this principle that's given to you, that we'll take it and consider it and ask God to give us the wisdom to be able to balance. All right, we are in this world, we're not of this world, but there are also things that God wants us to enjoy, which God is not a God of killjoy or God where want to make our life miserable. God wants to bless us. God wants us to be happy, enjoy the things that He has given to us, but all within His boundary, so that it will prevent us from going out of His protection and affecting our fellowship and even our life in terms of serving Him, productivities, and also as a child of God, that He wants us to have the abundant life. Okay? Come, let's pray and then ask God to bless the service time. Father, we are thankful. We come before you. We ask that this topic of entertainment, Lord, you know our lives, and we know our life, our own life too. How are we in this aspect? And Lord, there are certainly many things that we need to look into it with regards to entertainment. And I pray for your grace to be upon us. For Lord, that we humble ourselves before you, that we open our hearts, our mind. For your work to work, and Lord, that we will be willing to submit and to yield to you our rights, and even this matter of entertainment, and that, Lord, that we will be careful of the potential danger and avoid those harmful entertainment. They will rob us of our fellowship with you, of the joy, of the time, of serving you, of even affecting our soul and mind, causing us to be worldly, causing us to be thinking, having the philosophy and value of this world. Lord, we pray that we will not allow that to happen in this matter. Pray, Father, that you will also help all of us, that we will have victory over this area, and that, Lord, our life will be more honoring, more glorifying to you, and that we will be able to channel the time and energy from this entertainment to be to something more wholesome, something that will promote our growth in the faith and our relationship with our fellowship with you. Father, we just thank you now, dismiss us, and prepare our hearts even to come back to worship you in the service time, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.